Good afternoon. This is Akashwani, and I'm Lalima Aneja Dang with the Midday News. The headlines. Union Home Minister Amit Shah inaugurates Gujarat's largest waste-to-energy plant in Ahmedabad. Today is the last day for withdrawal of candidature for second phase of assembly elections in Jharkhand. 8 states, including Karnataka and Chhattisgarh, and 2 union territories celebrate their statehood day. President, Vice President and Prime Minister greet the people. In US, Kamala Harris and Donald Trump enter intense campaign in swing states for the final week of presidential election. In tennis, India's Ritwik Chaudhary Boyilipalli and Arjun Kade advance to men's doubles semi-finals at Bratislava Open in Slovakia. And in cricket, third and final test between India and New Zealand underway in Mumbai. Union Home Minister Amit Shah inaugurated Gujarat's largest waste-to-energy plant at Pirana in Ahmedabad city today. The plant has been established on public-private partnership, that is PPP model, at a cost of 375 crore rupees. Our correspondent reports that this will be Ahmedabad's first waste-to-energy plant, which will prove to be a big step towards a green future. Here's a report.
The state's largest waste-to-energy plant, which has been set up at Pirana Landfill in Ahmedabad, is a joint partnership between Ahmedabad Municipal Corporation and Jindal Urban Waste Management Company. The plant, which was set up on experimental basis, was inaugurated officially today. Nearly 1,000 metric tons of solid waste will be processed in this plant per day, generating 15 megawatt of energy. The plant will not only ensure green and clean future to Ahmedabad city, but will also prove to be a model initiative for effective waste management in urban areas. Aparna Khun, Akashwani News, Ahmedabad.
President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi today extended greetings to the people of Andhra Pradesh, Chhattisgarh, Haryana, Karnataka, Kerala, Madhya Pradesh, Punjab, Tamil Nadu, Lakshadweep and Puducherry on the statehood day of their states. In a social media post, President Murmu highlighted the contributions made by the people of these states and union territories in the country's development journey. Mr. Dhankar wished that these states and union territories continue to flourish and progress, contributing to the peace and prosperity of the country. In a social media post, the Prime Minister wished for the happiness and success of the people of these states and union territories. Chhattisgarh is celebrating the 24th anniversary of its formation today. On this occasion, Rajyotsav will be organized in Raipur from 4th of November. More details from a correspondent.
Chhattisgarh government has appealed to all the people of the state to light lamps in their homes today on the occasion of State Foundation Day. Rajyotsav and State Investiture Ceremony will be organized by the state government from November 4 to 6 at Capital Raipur. Apart from this, cultural programs will be organized in all the district headquarters of the state on November 5. Chief Minister Vishnu Dev Sai, in his greeting message, has said that after the formation of the state, Chhattisgarh has progressed in every field. He said that the state government is continuously working to provide their rights to the tribal, farmers, laborers and deprived sections of the society. Vikalp Shukla, Akashwani News, Raipur.
Karnataka Rajyotsav is celebrated each year on the 1st of November. It marks the formation of the state, unifying Kannada-speaking regions under one banner in 1956. On the 69th Kannada Rajyotsav, Chief Minister Siddaramaiah hoisted the national flag at Kanthirva Outdoor Stadium this morning. More from a correspondent.
Part of Karnataka Day, the Karnataka Rajyotsava Awards and Karnataka Sambrama 50 Golden Jubilee Awards will be presented at the valedictory ceremony today at 4 p.m. in front of Vidhan Sautha. The government has also raised the Golden Jubilee Award amount of the Karnataka Sambrama 50 Abhiyan from 50,000 to rupees 1 lakh. In Bengaluru, the iconic Vidhan Sautha shines in the state's colors, symbolizing Karnataka's unity and progress. Rajyotsava is more than a day. It's a celebration of the resilience, history and pride of Kannadiga everywhere. This is Pondumon from Bengaluru for Akashwani News.
Puducherry Liberation Day is being celebrated with great fervor today. Chief Minister N. Rangasamy hoisted the national flag at the Liberation Day function held at Gandhi Tidal on Beach Road. He also received the Guard of Honor from the police during the Liberation Day parade. In his address, Chief Minister Rangasamy emphasized the need to address the reduction of cultivated land due to urbanization. The Chief Minister announced plans to introduce hydroponic farming in Puducherry as a sustainable agricultural solution. Withdrawal of candidature for the second phase of assembly elections in Jharkhand is underway. Today is the last date for withdrawal of nomination papers. 634 candidates have filed nominations for this phase. Final figure of the candidates remaining in the fray after the withdrawal is expected by this evening. 38 constituencies will go to polls in the second phase on the 20th of November, while the first phase of polling will be undertaken on the 13th of November in 43 constituencies. 685 candidates are in the first phase after withdrawal of candidatures. Counting of votes will be on the 23rd of November. Rajesh Kumar Singh, a 1989 batch IAS officer from Kerala cadre, today assumed charge as the Defence Secretary. Mr. Singh succeeded a 1988 batch IAS officer of Andhra Pradesh cadre, Giridhar Aramane, who superannuated from service yesterday. Before taking charge, Mr. Singh laid a wreath and paid homage to the fallen heroes at the National War Memorial in New Delhi. Earlier, Mr. Singh was holding the charge of Secretary of the Department of Promotion of Industry and Internal Trade in the Ministry of Commerce and Industry. He has held many other important positions in the Union Government. He has also held important positions in the State Government as Secretary Urban Development and lately as Kerala Finance Secretary. Government has released the operational guidelines of central sector scheme Namo Drone Didi. Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Ministry has approved the central sector scheme for providing drones to the women self-help groups under Deendayal Antyodaya Yojana National Rural Livelihoods Mission. The scheme aims to provide drones to 14,500 selected women self-help groups during the period 2024-25 to 25-26 with an outlay of 1,261 crore rupees. Iron ore production has registered a growth of 5.5% in the first half of the current financial year. Ministry of Mines said that the production of iron ore increased to 135 million metric tons from April to September in financial year 2024-25 compared to 128 million metric tons recorded during the same period last financial year. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, you may log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app.
Suno, pensioner, suno. Jeevan ka pramaan suno. Haath mein mobile le lo. Chehre ka pehchaan le lo. आसान है, इजी है, ऐप इसकी क्रेजी है, आपकी ही मर्जी है, अपना लो ये अर्जी है। फेस का ऑथेंटिकेशन, लाइफ का वेरिफिकेशन, देना ही है कंपल्शन, कर दिया सिंप्लिफिकेशन। कहीं जाने की जरूरत कहाँ, फेस ऑथेंटिकेशन जहाँ, फिर भी जाने की जरूरत जहाँ, डीएसी के कैंप वहाँ। कभी जाने की जरूरत कहाँ DOPPW जहाँ हम लोगों का पहल अनोखा बदला भारत कर धमाका
Welcome back. The air quality in Delhi has slipped to very poor category after Diwali celebration. According to the Central Pollution Control Board, National Capital's air quality index was recorded at 351 at 1 p.m. As per the India Meteorological Department IMD forecast, the air quality is likely to remain in the very poor category during the next 3 days. More from a correspondent.
Despite all the measures and ban on firecrackers to curb pollution, Delhi air quality dropped significantly after Diwali celebrations. Last night, people burst firecrackers, resulting in thin layer of smog in Delhi this morning. The effect of pollution was also seen on temperature. The city has also experienced a record-breaking temperature in October this year, with an average maximum temperature of 35 degrees Celsius, which is the highest since year 1951. This time, the fire incident on Diwali also broke the record of the last 10 to 15 years. According to the Delhi Fire Department Director Atul Garg, the number of fire-related incidents this Diwali exceeded 300, a significant increase from the yearly average of around 200 over the past 10 to 15 years.
This bar, the fire call is unprecedented. We will see the record of the past 10-15 years. In 12 hours, we have 315 calls, which we have never got. This record is from the evening of 5 to 5 o'clock. Around 12 hours, we got more than 300 calls. And it was really a panic situation in the control room, but we have managed it very, very safely.
Both central and state government have taken extensive measures to reduce pollution level in Delhi and NCR. With Dipendra Kumar, Bhupen Singh, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Lakshmi Pujan, regarded as the most important day of the Diwali festival, is being done with fervor in Maharashtra through shopping, cultural programs and religious rituals. More on this from our correspondent.
This evening on Ashvin Amavasya, the puja of Goddess Lakshmi will be performed in accordance with tradition. Devotees are thronging the marketplaces across Maharashtra to buy the materials needed for the puja, including various flowers, sweet offerings for the goddess, auspicious symbols, decorative items and colorful lights. There is also great enthusiasm for purchasing gold and silver idols of Goddess Lakshmi during the Muhurat of Lakshmi Pujan. The day is being celebrated with joy through various cultural programs, particularly classical music as tradition dictates. The festival is being utilized as a platform to raise voter awareness ahead of the upcoming Maharashtra Assembly polls. Business owners are performing the traditional Chopda Pujan today. The Bombay Stock Exchange will conduct its annual Muhurat trading session this evening. Ankita Apte, Akashwani News, Mumbai.
The new train ticket advance reservation booking rules have come into force from today. The Railways has reduced the existing time limit for advance reservations in trains from 120 days to 60 days. However, all the bookings done up to the 31st of October this year will remain intact. According to the Railways Ministry, 60-day booking window will help in reducing the chances of ticket hoarding, ensuring more tickets for passengers. The Ministry said it was observed that about 21% of reservations done for 61 to 120-day period were getting cancelled. Certain daytime express trains like the Taj Express and Gomti Express will continue to follow the lower time limits for advance reservations. And the Ministry has added that the 365-day advance reservation booking limit for foreign tourists remains unchanged. Chairman of the Prime Minister's Economic Advisory Council, Dr. Bibek Debroy, passed away at AIIMS in New Delhi this morning. He was 69. He was admitted at the hospital last night. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed grief over the demise of Dr. Bibek Debroy. In a social media post today, Mr. Modi said, Dr. Debroy was a towering scholar, well-versed in diverse domains like economics, history, culture, politics, spirituality, and more. In the US, Kamala Harris and Donald Trump, the Democratic and Republican contenders for the 5th November US presidential election, began a tour of swing states in the final week of campaigning. The two contenders are locked neck and neck, according to pre-poll surveys. Most surveys have put Harris marginally ahead of Trump. She was elevated as the Democrats' presidential nominee after Biden decided not to seek re-election. In tennis, India's Ritwik Chaudhary, Bolipalli and Arjun Kare has advanced to the men's doubles semi-finals at the Bratislava Open being held at Slovakia. The Indian duo will take on the pair of Julian Cash of United Kingdom and Nicolas Barrientos of Colombia in the semi-finals this evening. In cricket, New Zealand were 192 for 6 in their first innings against India on the first day of the third and final test match in Mumbai when reports last came. Earlier, the visitors won the toss and elected to bat first. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Union Home Minister Amit Shah inaugurates Gujarat's largest waste-to-energy plant in Ahmedabad. Today is the last day for withdrawal of candidature for second phase of assembly elections in Jharkhand. 8 states including Karnataka and Chhattisgarh and 2 union territories celebrate their statehood day. President, Vice President and Prime Minister greet people. In US, Kamala Harris and Donald Trump enter intense campaign in swing states for final week of presidential election. In tennis, India's Ritwik Chaudhary Bolipalli and Arjun Kare advance to men's doubles semi-finals at Bratislava Open in Slovakia. And cricket, third and final test between India and New Zealand underway in Mumbai. And with that, we end the midday news.